Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. You've joined, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And we're on fire for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Not only is it, hallelujah, glory to God, another Sunday, it is, hallelujah, the beginning of Holy Week. Come on now. This is Palm Sunday. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify the Lord today. We glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Bishop E.T. Barrett along with Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the rest of the congregation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. We thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Another opportunity to bless his name. Another opportunity to praise him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, this week, they say that this is the beginning of spring break. Hallelujah. This is a break for all mankind that Jesus, glory to God, came triumphantly into Jerusalem. And people were proclaiming him as Lord. Come on now. Hallelujah. The Messiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God. We thank him that he's the Messiah of our hearts. Hallelujah. And in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions right now. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes. Take out your Bibles, which is a textbook. Take out your notebook, your composition notebook, and your highlighter, your pencils, your pen, everything, anything that you're going to use to mark your scriptures or write down your scriptures. Hallelujah. You never know how many scriptures the pastor's going to give you. Hallelujah. You may even need something to write down, something God may drop in your spirit while the word of God is coming forth, and you don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be breaking bread. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you're going to use for communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also, during the week, if you need communion elements, you can drive past the church and we can give you some communion elements.
Hallelujah.
Here today and take some with you if you run out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Set your alarm for the 7 o'clock in the morning so you can join us for morning worship.
Hallelujah.
Mark your calendars for the second Friday of the month of men's and women's fellowship. The fourth Sunday of the month, we have our guest speaker in, and our guest speaker this month will be Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. So come and join us. Have a wonderful time in the Lord. And on that Sunday, we also serve a natural meal. We serve a free dinner. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So come and fellowship with the saints of God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to peep at the website. Go to rymmi.org. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can look at the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What the ministry is doing. Thank you so much.
And some of you probably say, what those initials stand for? Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And for those who want to join us at 7 a.m. in the morning for morning devotion, the number to call, hallelujah, this is a conference call number. It's not the same number. It's a conference call number. And that's 605-475-4800. And the conference PIN number is 759-849-POUND. Again, the number to call is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND symbol. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all of you. Here in the sanctuary, those in radio land, God bless you. And again, to join us for morning worship, 7 a.m., 7 days a week, is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759 8-4-9-pound. God bless you. Thank you so much. And now I want y'all to get ready because, you know, somebody, yes, they did. Somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. And we're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere, blessings, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord on today. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important for y'all to understand. Hallelujah. That when we put names up into the atmosphere of blessings, and while those blessings are coming down, hallelujah, those folks that we're calling up, signs and wonders and miracles will activate, will be initiated, will happen in their lives.
Amen.
So we're getting ready to queue up, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to queue up the selection that we're going to play in the background. And as we play in the background, put names of folk up into the atmosphere of blessing. Your family members, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your church members. Hallelujah. Your boss on the job. People you like and people you don't like. Because they need Jesus too. Is that right? Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise God. Give me about 30 seconds to put, hallelujah, the key up, the selection, and just be thinking about who you're going to be calling up, hallelujah, as we play the selection, hallelujah.
You can always stay in proxy for somebody. Someone has said, please be praying for my family, or please be praying for me on the job. You can stay in proxy for people that had asked you to pray for them, or you know somebody else needs prayer. You can stand in their stead. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, I'm standing for the situation across the street. Or I'm standing in a need for my aunt who had a heart attack or my mom that's not feeling strong right now. I'm standing, Lord God, in her stead. And God will honor you. Hallelujah. And honor the situation.
Hallelujah. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, John and Juan Johnson,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lorena Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Briola Wright, hallelujah, glory to God, Brother Lewis Knight, hallelujah, glory to God, Sheila from Jefferson, hallelujah. Elder Winola Carr, Keith Stevenson, hallelujah. Dominique, another Dominique, another Dominique, still another Dominique, hallelujah, glory to God. Danielle, another Danielle, still another Danielle, another Danielle, hallelujah, glory to God. Kimberly, and another Kimberly, and another Kimberly, glory to God. Joan, hallelujah. Lil, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Else to answer that question. Okay.
Is that the right answer?
That was the right answer.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, right now, it's time for a celebration meal. It's time for a confirmation meal.
Hallelujah.
It's time for what, Pastor Peaches?
Communion.
Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
See, this is significant because this is
Thank
Palm
you.
Sunday today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And what we're going to
Thank
do
you.
Before the communion actually
Hallelujah.
Comes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Before the Passover meal. We're going to give out some palms.
Hallelujah.
It's a celebration of what's to come.
Because yes.
Jesus, oh, look, excuse me. Praise the Lord.
He's the Lord.
I think Sister Andy, I think you got it that time. You were about
Hallelujah.
A fraction. You were a fraction ahead of everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Just a little tad, but bless you. God bless you, sis.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. And some of y'all don't know what we're doing. When folks, when I say what I just said, people, the first person says Jesus is Lord, they get blessed immediately. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want each of you, I prayed over these palms. I want, can you give everyone a palm?
Please.
In fact, you can give them two. You can give each one two. Because it's important for you to understand that we're celebrating. Palm Sunday is a celebration of the world realizing, the world of Jerusalem realizing that Jesus was Lord, and he is Lord. And then the same folk, a little few days later, say, let's crucify him. But at least on this day, they celebrated him as Lord, as a conquering king. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And now, hallelujah. We're going to deal with the meal that heals now. If everybody received their palms, is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, now we're going to get the
hallelujah.
Meal that heals.
Yes.
The meal that gives life, preserves life,
yes.
Revives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I have a technical assistant. Electronic technical assistant. Hallelujah. Hopefully, this technical assistant is working today.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to
speak the word, Pastor.
I want to ask Siri. Hey, Siri. Play. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Play communion medley. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Purusha Kariyana Bushata.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Of you, we take this cup.
Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless and anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30.
Every time we take the bread, Lord,
your word, and this text says, to examine yourselves. And we do just that right now. We comprehend before you're aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Shittkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sins. And Father, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, we examine ourselves. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to do that. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the text today, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before your life and death blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On the same night, on the same night, hallelujah, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Of you.
Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Hallelujah. Cancer's being dissolved right now. Tumors disappearing right now. Hallelujah. Bones coming into alignment. spinal cords coming into alignment. Hallelujah. Diabetes becoming normal. High blood pressure becoming normal. Right now, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For greater miracles all over the world. New kidneys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, in St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, in Galatians 3:26, and Psalm 100, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And life up. On the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, we took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he was like, thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance, I believe in you. My new gifts I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Put on Shabbat in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. To bring you into remembrance of what you said. That we may be justified. And we're justified in taking communion. You said. Where I see the blood, thank you, Jesus. Where I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. Because, hallelujah, I saw the blood. Not just once in a year. Not just once a month. Not even just once a week. But every time I look at you, I see the blood of my dear son. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers. Hallelujah. Our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We are the Bokuri We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah, glory to God. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The word says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke 10:19 says, hallelujah, glory to God. We got more power than all the power of the enemy. And we calm down now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. You are, hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught thing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, that it's more than just a ritual. It's more than just something to do. It is a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God in Jesus' name. It's a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. For all you have a shakara. It's a confirmation that the blessings of Almighty God, the hallowed Abraham covenant blessings, have been bestowed upon each and every one of us. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you out there in radio land, I know we can't hear you, but you need to say it too. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And just watch out for signs and wonders and miracles following what you just said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Watch out now. And because of who we are and whose we are, we can share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Yeah, we're going to speak for everybody. We're going to speak for folks that don't even have sense enough to call on your name, Lord Jesus. We speak it for them right now, our family and all. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're sound, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if you want some icing on the cake, pre-cross, there was an Ark of the Covenant that housed the very presence of Almighty God. And there was an occurrence where Moses saw this strange sight in the mountains and went up to see what it's all about. And when he got up there, he heard a voice coming out of the fire saying, take off your shoes, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. Well, I got news that was pre-cross. Post-cross, the presence of the Lord is in who? You. My friends, you're not standing on holy ground. You are holy ground. What are the voice of? Anybody coming against you, they're in trouble. Watch out now. You are not holding the Ark of the Covenant. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. Shout out of the Lord. occasions in the Bible where pre-cross where 57,000 people died because they dared to manhandle the Ark of the Covenant. Watch out. No, you don't want to. You are the Shakarada. You need to know who you are. You don't know what Shakarada. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You are Holy God. And every time you take communion, understand that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is flowing through your veins. The healing of the Lord Jesus Christ is flowing in your veins. The miracles of Almighty God, hallelujah, and the Lord is sitting there waiting for you to take it, take it, take it. Because you are holy ground. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I gotta deal with my electronic assistant.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Right.
Siri, hey Siri.
Thank you.
Hey Siri. Pray who's in the house.
Thank you.
Your house. Your house.
Oh, yes.
Your house. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. church say amen. Lord, let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Who said that?
As the teacher said, it's very
nice. I give you the first one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, voice of God. You know what? I didn't even realize what I had said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah. Y'all remember that now. Just for example, you call somebody on the phone, and they will say,
Jesus Lord.
No, they will say something else, but you will say, Jesus is Lord. Why? Because, see, a lot of folks out here call the devil their Lord. And you don't want to co-sign to any devil out here. Is that right? Somebody calls Muhammad and Buddha and all of Hindus, they got about 3,000 gods. I don't know what they call gods. They got a whole lot of Lord Hare Krishna, all of you want to make sure that they talking about the same one you talking about.
Yes.
So you say Jesus is Lord. If they sound funny after you say that, I say, I must have the wrong number. Glory to God. Jesus, who is Lord? Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Pastor teaches. I know you saw a little different this morning. You were waiting to do the pastor's corner. But guess what? You can do it now or we can keep on going.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pastor's corner.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Everybody on mommy sitting right here. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you something to think about. Okay. All in the name of love. I know there's a song, All in the Name of Love. Okay. Hold that thought. With this season upon us, we can't help but think about the love that has been shown to us.
Yes.
Love is just a four-letter word until we put some action behind it.
Yes.
When a man tells a woman, I love you, she expects some action because of those words. She expects a daily phone call, maybe even a FaceTime, just to be able to look at each other.
Yes.
Okay? Think about it. When a wife says, I love you, she may even fix her hubby's favorite meal unexpectedly on a day that's not even his birthday or any day special just because. Okay? A good friend may drop past your house and bring you something that you admired the last time y'all were shopping, and she knew you didn't have enough money for it. So when she got paid, she went and purchased that and dropped it past the house to you. The same with a parent when they know their child needs to learn something. They buy it for them, even though bills are due, even when the money could have gone elsewhere, as in every case. Love makes you think of the other person versus yourself. Love means sacrifice. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross for us. Just think of what he could have done. He could have called 10,000 angels. He could have disappeared and said, I'll do this another time after I thought about it for a while. But he didn't. He gave his life for us and made the ultimate sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for the salvation of someone today? Are you willing to miss sleep, to talk someone out of taking their life? Are you willing to tell that wife to stay with that husband and turn down her plate for him when she says, I can't take it anymore? Are you willing to put your arms around that wayward son or daughter that keeps coming in, keeps breaking curfew and comes in the house smelling like a distillery and weed? Think of the prodigal child. These are some small things compared to what Jesus Christ did for us to show us that he loved us. My question to you, what are you willing to do to show love this season? We have been asked to We have not been asked to hang on a cross. What time are you willing to put on the back burner and do for someone else for their soul, for the sake of their soul. Are you willing to park your car and talk to the homeless? Are you willing to take that person outside of the Subway store inside and buy them a sandwich too? And sit down with them at the table so you y'all can have some one-on-one time? You know, if he's going to sit down and eat, you're going to have, he's going to be your audience for a while, especially if he's hungry. So you're going to be able to tell him anything, and he's going to listen. Jesus has not asked us to do what he has done. So during this season, think of who you can share the love of God with. Stop and think about it. Hallelujah. While we're at the red light, do we have change conveniently in the car handle or right in the cup holder so that while we're at the red light, we can give someone a couple quarters? Do we have some gospel tracks in the car? Do we have, and a good idea is to even take a dollar inside of the gospel tray, and you can have it sticking out, and believe me, when that person, they may see a gospel tray, and they see the word Jesus on it, but you know what, you see that dollar sticking out of that tray, believe me, he's going to take it. You know what, and then sometimes I'll even ask the Lord, Lord, when they go to put it down, let it stick to the hands. Let it stick to the fingers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't even pray. First of all, pray over those gospel tracks.
Yes.
Before you go out and say, Lord, let me get the right track to the right person. Something is going to touch their heart. Something is going to minister them. God knows where each person is. And you can do it. And you can give them something that can change their life, turn their life around. Just because you're walking past people and they have a smile on their face, or it doesn't mean anything is all it's hunky-dory with them. They could be on their way to kill themselves. They could be on their way to jump off a bridge. They had already had the plan already mapped out. When I get home, I'm going to do such and such. You never know. And then when you hear something on the news, you say, oh, my gosh, I saw that person today. Oh, my goodness. Oh. But you know what? You could have been the turning point in that person's life.
Yes.
You just never know.
Yes.
Treat it like it's a hot potato. My husband's often said, hey, honey, when somebody tells you something or you see something that needs to be done, he said, treat it like it's a hot potato. Hurry up and pass it on. And say to God, that's what we need to do. Take out the time. The weather is getting nice. Hallelujah. Go down to the Lexington Market. Go to the subway stops, the light rail stops. People are passing fast. People are moving fast. Okay? This is the season. Everybody's going out shopping. The weather's getting nice. Hallelujah. The world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, give me the right track to get to the right person. Hallelujah. And just may encourage that person to go to church. And may encourage that person. They may see something on that track. Wow, my mother used to tell me the same thing. It must be something to this Jesus. You never know. I've had testimonies. It's been years since I've been in school. I've had classmates say, I remember you listening to me in the art class. I got saved. And I'm like, well, oh, my gosh. You never know the word that God is going to touch somebody else's heart when it comes out your mouth. That's why we must always be aware of what we're saying and giving somebody the word of God. Because the person that you may be talking to, they may not be receiving, but the person is walking past, it just may be what they need to hear. Just never know, thanks to God. Hallelujah. Just something to think about. Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You done stepped all on my toes and everything, but I love you anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. May God add signs and wonders and miracles to what you just shared. Y'all need to listen. And not just hear, but hearken. Hearken means you hear and you do something about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God.
Praise
God.
It wasn't the time.
No, it wasn't the time. I didn't realize again. Hallelujah. Well, you know what time it is, don't you? You know what time it is. Time for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach the word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory, O God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Say, deal with the Holy Spirit of God. Touch these lips of clay. Let them speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow and miracles in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Say, the Lord God, we rebuke you. Hallelujah, under our feet. Hallelujah. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We case you from the room. We command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for giving to the listeners now 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Peaches, if you would read those scriptures real quick. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to tell you a couple little stories.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 9:1. Ephesians 5:1. John 3:16-17. Mm-hmm. John 13:34-35.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 13:8-10.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5:44.
And that's 44-48 on that last one. And I didn't give that to you, but that's it. Praise the Lord. If I
didn't look it up.
The significance of these two men was found in a fairy tale, English fairy tale. And you may have had this in grade school. That's about as far as I think if y'all went with that. The story is about the three little pigs. The three little pigs. Now, in that story, of course, James actually is credited with writing that. He published it first in 1886. But the world knows of his story because of Joseph Jacobs, who in October 19th, 1890, he had a compilation of English fables and stories. And the three little pigs was one of them. And I don't know where Daddy Pig was, but Mama Pig sent the three little pigs out to go on their own and build their own houses. And one pig built a house made of straw. Another pig built his house of sticks. But the last pig built his house of bricks. And the big bad wolf came by. Y'all know that there's a big bad wolf in everybody's life. Well, it was in this the pig's life. And the little pig that built his house with straw, his house wasn't his priority. He was having a good time, partying, having a good time. And a wolf came to his house. He said, "Come on out. I'm coming in and get you." "Oh, you can't come in. I'm in my house." And the wolf huffed and puffed, blew his house down. Now, in the later days in the 20th century, they cleaned it up a little bit. But in the initial story, the three little pigs, the wolf ate that pig. So they didn't want to get the children nightmares, so they cleaned it up a little bit. And the wolf went to the next house and built a stick. Now, he spent a little bit more time with his house, but he built it a stick. And the wolf went over to him and said, "Look here, come on out. Well, I'm coming and get you." "Oh, you can't come and get me? Oh, I got my house here made of sticks." The wolf huffed and puffed, and he blew the house down. He ate that pig too. Oh, he had hamburger, ham this, ham. That's beef. He had ham something, ham sandwich. I don't know what he had. The last house. With love. "Hey, look here, kid, come on out here, because if you don't come out, I'm going to blow your house down." The wolf blew. House stood. Huffed and puffed. The house stood.
Yeah.
The wolf tried to trick this pig to come on out. He said, "Well, I got something to give you. It's something good for you. Meet me at such and such a place. At such and such a time." And see, this particular pig was studious, and he was intelligent. And he would go to the place that the pig told him to come, but he'd get there early. And he scoped out the place to see if there were any traps and stuff. And he saw that, he went back home. And so the pig, the wolf went back to the pig and said, "Look here. I'm going to blow your house down." He tried again. And the pig laughed and looked out the window and said, "Look here. You cannot blow my house down with the hair on your chinny chin chin." And so the wolf, you know the wolf wasn't too bright, really. So he said, "I'm going to get him. I'm going to go up to his chimney. And I'll go down the chimney." And so the wolf went up and went down the chimney. But the little pig decided to put a big bucket of water in the fireplace and put some fire under it. And the wolf came down. And the wolf got cooked. And in the old story, the king ate the wolf. And of course, this wouldn't have been a good, this would have been nightmares for children in 20th century, so they didn't deal with that. But why did they give you that? Glory to God. Proverbs 9 and 1. You go ahead and read, get a mic. Hallelujah.
Wisdom haste build her house. She haste hews out her feathered pillows.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. I have been talking for the last 2 weeks. Yes, thank you. The title of today's message is Life is an Open Book Text, Part 11. For the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the seven pillars of wisdom. Now, I hope you got your books together, and you can check your notes, see if you got it right. The seven pillars of wisdom are, number one, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Number two, have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Number three, have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Number four, have a heart of integrity. Number five, have a loving heart. Number six, have a forgiving heart. And number seven, have a giving heart. Now, we're working on the fifth pillar of wisdom, a loving heart. Now, I want to share this with all you in the sanctuary today. Only thing left in my pocket now is a haul. So, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know it out.
Hallelujah.
Pass the pieces into my mind.
Hallelujah.
Anyway,
hallelujah.
What's the next scripture?
Ephesians 5:1.
Okay.
Be therefore followers of God as dear children.
Do what God does. Simple as that. I mean, I don't have, it don't take rocket science to understand this. Be a follower of him as your children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get the next scripture.
John 3:16.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Everybody knows that.
Amen.
Go ahead, honey.
Hallelujah.
I got it.
Go ahead, Lee.
For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Read 17.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have this hall if you want the hall.
Hallelujah.
It's important for you to understand.
Hallelujah.
God is love.
Yes, he is.
And you're a child of God?
Oh, yes.
They ought to say, Pastor Peaches is love. They ought to say, Angie is love. They ought to say, Harry is love. They ought to say, Yvette is love. They ought to say, Mother Harris is love. They ought to say, JC, Jerry Cleveland. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Because we got JC in our house, too. Hallelujah. He's love.
Hallelujah.
Be like him as a dear child. Read the next scripture.
Hallelujah. John 13:34-35.
Read this.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Now, wait a minute here. You mean I got to love all of my siblings?
Oh, yeah.
And my mama and daddy, too?
Yeah.
My uncles and aunts?
Yeah.
Okay. What about my boss on the job?
Amen.
What about those folk that don't treat me right?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was reading another scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 13, 8 to 10.
No, 8 and 10.
8 and 10.
Okay, good.
Romans 15, 8 verse. Hallelujah. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For you see that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
When God gave his son the law, you're talking about the law of Moses, was fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled the law. That's why we are celebrating the completed work of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He was born, he lived, he died, and he rose again. It fulfilled the law.
Mm.
It did not wipe out the law. It completed the law, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Old Agreement has been fulfilled. We now deal with a new agreement, a new covenant, a new testament, a new law.
Mm.
And what is that law? It's the law of love.
Thank you, Jesus.
The law of love. That's why I said class of peaches are stepping all over my toes.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, go to the next scripture.
Matthew 5:44.
Through 48. This is going to really get it right here. It's going to nail it right here.
But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you.
I've got to love them folks that's bothering me on the job, that's persecuting me on the job.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about me, my children, my daddy, my mama. I've got to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on reading.
Love your enemy, bless them that curse you. Be good to them and treat you.
Stop. You mean the man that just called me everything but a child of God? Mm-hmm. I gotta love him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you don't understand what he said. He broke into my house. Glory to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He shot several of my children and he shot me. I was scared. I still got to love him.
Yeah.
And he said, that's hard.
Yeah.
But that's why you got to love him with the love of the Lord sometimes. Keep on going.
And pray for them to despitefully use you.
Stop. You know how we talk about putting people's names up in the atmosphere so they can be blessed?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put nobody else up there, you ought to put all those enemies, all those people that's trying to work against you, trying to steal your job, trying to misuse you, abuse you, talking about you behind your back, talking about you in front of your face. That's being bad. That's bad characters. But there you go ahead.
And persecute you.
Mm.
That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
If you do that, you show the world who your daddy is.
Praise God.
Brother Jerry, we did talk about who's your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
You will show for who your daddy.
Praise God.
If you do it this way. Go ahead
now. Amen. For he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
See, y'all got to understand that folk that do good and do bad, they ain't going to get blessed. But it's so much better, you can get more blessings. I really think when you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing that God said to do,
amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, it's tight, but it's right. Keep on reading.
For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same?
Publicans are like sinners, the people in the public that act crazy. Okay, go ahead then.
And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? But ye, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
See, a lot of times when y'all hear me talk about, and our family daily confession about perfect, y'all are thinking, hallelujah, you're thinking that I'm talking about never making a mistake. No, this perfection is spiritual maturity.
Amen.
This perfection is
wisdom.
God's wisdom. Hallelujah. All right, glory to God. Was that it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. A pillow that will keep you. You are the house of wisdom. Because it's supposed to be in you. That's where wisdom resides, in you. The spiritual maturity resides in you. God's presence is in you. So in order to stand in this day, you got to have those seven pillars of wisdom flowing in your life. Y'all don't miss this now. And if you need to get the list of the seven pillars of wisdom, you can call us back. And Pastor Peaches, text it to you or tell it to you, whatever. But it's important for you to know that love, having a loving heart, the compassion of Christ, is a prerequisite. Don't tell me you're a disciple of God and you hate Mother Jones because she got the bigger piece of the chicken. You must be dealing with the spirit of the chicken instead of the spirit of God. Don't not talk to Deacon about Bartholomew because he stepped on your toe and he didn't say, excuse me. And you haven't talked to him in 20 years. What's wrong with you? It's like you think you never made a mistake in your life. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I think I'm going to let this one go. Father God, I thank you for what we've shared today. I thank you, Lord, that it's helping somebody today. Holy, even on their job, they've been giving hatred for hatred. You better give love, because hatred cannot erase hatred. Only love can erase hatred. Only light can give it a darkness. Darkness cannot chase darkness.
Amen.
It only adds to it. Mm-hmm. You getting upset because somebody's upset at you ain't going to chase upsetness away. It's going to multiply it. Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you now for signs and wonders and miracles in people's lives right now. This is a turning point right now in your walk on that job, in your family, in your community, even in your church. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God, Pastor. I thank God because only through Christ Jesus can we do these things. Only through Christ can we love the unlovable. Hallelujah. But because Jesus Christ died on the cross, we are able. He has given us that ability to love the unlovable, to love those that hate us, to pray for them that despitefully use us, to love and to smile and to go and for it to be genuine, not just putting up the corners of our mouth because, you know, so that we can appear to be holy. But when we have Jesus Christ in our heart, he is the one that gives us through the Holy Ghost, that's the only way we're able to do it. And to do it genuinely and with the right spirit and hope that we're going to win that person over to the Lord. And there's a song we used to sing years and years ago. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus, because it's only through him that we are able to love, because our love can go from 1 to 5, 1 to 6, but God's love will go from 1 all the way past 10. With somebody else looking at us, and they know what other people are doing to us, and they're thinking like, no, dude, I want to beat that person up for them.
Yeah.
Or they wonder, like, no, why is she still, why is she still being nice to that person? She know that person don't like her. She know what that person did to her. And I mean, but we are able to show Christ, not just to the person that's persecuting us, but also to the other, to the onlookers. To the onlookers. They're saying, that person must be saved. Oh, my gosh. Because I know what she's saying about her behind her back. And they still see us showing the love of God. They still see us smiling. And they know it's genuine. Hallelujah. Because when they come and talk to us, and they try and see what our thoughts is about that person, we don't say anything negative about that person. We're smiling, and we still have the name of Jesus still spewing out in our conversation.
Hallelujah.
And they wonder, like, why are you being nice to her? And we say, well, she needs prayer. God bless her, and God bless you too.
Hallelujah.
You know, and we just don't know how many souls are hanging on to the actions that we're having. Can you imagine? We could be a stumbling block if we spew out ugliness and spew out something that's some little colorful words when somebody pulls us over at the water fountain at work, and they knew what this other person did to us, and we are given the opportunity to say something about the person behind their back, and we don't take it, and we stay genuine, we stay safe, even in our little corner conversation, because she's a still here, and we don't want to be a stumbling block to anybody.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peace,
yeah.
I just want to see, there's a word, we are being authentic Christians. Because a lot of people say they're Christians, and they mean as a tick, you know. They'll suck your blood out of you, and they're trying to say, oh, I'm just trying to keep you warm. They're mean, and they're nasty. And you've seen them in churches. You actually seen sometimes there were pastors that were bullies in the pulpit.
Mm.
But they call themselves Christians. Mm. They call themselves men and women of God.
Hallelujah.
And they mean as, what is it, Scarface, Al Capone, or some of these crazy folk out here.
In a junkyard.
They give you a kiss on the cheek. The next thing you know, you're floating in the ocean. They call it the kiss of death. It is important for us to be authentic.
Amen.
Christians, real Christians. In other words, I think Minister Jerry said that, I think last Sunday he said, that's Christ-like. Christian means Christ-like.
Amen.
And in other words, like Christ.
Amen.
Mm.
And some people have never seen one, Pastor.
I know.
Some people have never seen a Christian, and they have heard people say, "Oh, I'm a Christian," but when they look at their life and overhear their conversations, and they see them laughing at the dirty, nasty jokes that's being told on the job, and they hear them using profanity when someone has stepped on their toes, or when someone has cheated them out of something, and they've gotten so angry that some unholy stuff will come out their mouth. And they say, she didn't say it. In their mind, they say, no, they didn't say
it. You know what Matthew said? Matthew 7, I think we talked about it a little bit on Friday, Master Jordan. Matthew 7 said, you didn't know about the fruit.
Amen.
You tell, I'm a fruitful tree, and every piece of fruit come off your tree is mean and nasty and foul and disgusting and rotten. And you are a fruitful tree?
Yeah.
Bad fruit. That's why the Bible says don't even spend your time, waste time trying to judge some folks, because they're gonna let you know who they are. And I'm gonna tell you something, I think that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that every Christian has, if they take time and are sensitive to the Spirit, is the spirit of discernment. Know what's motivating somebody. I don't care if they call themselves a Christian. And they may sing like an angel, they may preach like Paul, but they step on your toe, they elbow you, you get, God. One person came up to the parking lot and saw two men fighting in the parking lot. Chase parking lot.
Yes. Yes.
But you gotta be authentic Christian.
Amen.
I'm gonna tell you something. You think you're fooling people watch you.
Amen. Yes.
They see you in leadership position on Sunday and see you stumbling out the bar on Saturday night. But you ain't fooling nobody but yourself.
Amen.
Because you sure ain't fooling God, because God got his eye on you.
Mm-hmm. And they were with you in the club on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. And they beat you drinking, too. And look, they said, well, I got a few stops. This young thing want to go home with me. So we go and show play. But I think he was married with 17 children. Yeah, but, I need a break. You need salvation. That's what you need.
But what they say, Pastor, is my wife is married.
Oh, that's right. My wife is married.
I've heard that one. My wife is married.
Your wife is married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
We thank God for Jesus.
We thank God for Jesus.
Thank God
that he is king of our lives.
Yes.
He is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
And I can see it now. See, one of the greatest things that God has ever given to us is our imagination. Now, I want you to ask Paul just a second and see in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago. And he's coming riding on the back of a colt, a little donkey, because he wanted to show you, But see, usually when a king comes in, that's why they were throwing the clothes and coats and clothes down, because that's how they do when the conquering king comes into the place. Now he's riding a horse or he's in a chariot, a fabulous chariot. He came in on a donkey because he's the king of everybody.
The king,
the Lord of the Lord. But he is a compassionate king. He's a loving God. And because he is loving, he wants you to be just like me. Be just like me.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you're ready to lay hands on somebody because they just got on your nerves, just think about it. I got to be like God. Now, we're talking about post-cross.
Hallelujah.
Because pre-cross, how many people disappeared? Folks dead. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
But post-cross, hallelujah. His grace is love.
Yes.
His patience is love.
Yes.
God is love.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Hosanna, blessed is he.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God that comes forth on today. Hallelujah. If you want to drop us the line, please address your envelope. The RYMMPO Box 2454, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Please join us the first Sunday of the month also when Elder Kimmy Stevenson will be here and she will be bringing the word of God and bring someone with you to have dinner along with us. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus and see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for morning worship.
Amen. And also remember that the title of these messages is Life is an Open Book Test.
Hallelujah.
The answer's in your book.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri.
Pray, Amy Grant.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still.
El Shaddai means the God that is more than enough. The God of a thousand times, the many present ones, the all-sufficient ones. He is able. Come before him with praise and worship. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Through the power of your hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. Praise the Lord. We are the voice shaking in the voice of the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
By the power of your name,
El Shaddai, El Shaddai.
We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.